Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, it is time for Am I the Jerk? We're laughing because we love your texts. Please always text us because our listeners are funny.
For Am I the Jerk and others.
Oh, so funny. All right, you can always send us an Am I the Jerk. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. If you don't want to email, just slide into our DMs.
It is safe. We'll hold you down. If you want to be in the Kissmas Protection Program, we can make that happen.
We will definitely keep you anonymous. They did not ask to be anonymous today.
So we not.
It's another husband-wife fight.
Ooh, I love the combos.
She's always come out.
Talk to us.
Jenny wrote in. Name, said it with her chest.
Standing on it.
She says, "Hi, I'm writing to find out if I'm the jerk.
Okay.
I live on a street that isn't super busy. There's a stop sign at one intersection that meets up with my street, and the house on the left-hand corner has an overgrown bush that's covering part of the sidewalk and blocks the view of oncoming traffic from the left.
Got it.
I've had to slam on my brakes to avoid an accident there 5 to 6 times in the last couple of months because drivers pull out because they can't properly see around the bush.
Ain't there a stop sign, though?
I can't be the only person this is happening to, either. Am I the jerk if I say something to the people that own the house with the bush? My husband says I would be a total Karen if I told them to cut their bush.
Cutting the bush.
But I honestly think it's a safety issue at this point.
Yeah.
Am I the jerk for asking my neighbor to cut their bush?
Ooh.
Thanks for your input. I love listening to you guys. Jenny.
Well, Jenny.
Jenny, here we are.
Yeah.
So let's get this straight. So she lives on a street that isn't busy.
Right.
There's a stop sign at the intersection.
Right.
Meets up with her street, and the house on the left-hand corner has the overgrown bush.
It's kind of turns it into a blind corner, mm-hmm, a little bit, because, mm-hmm, the bush is so overgrown.
She has to slam on her brakes to avoid an accident. So there's no stop.
But it's not a busy street, right?
Yeah.
Right, Jenny? But it's not a busy street. But you got to slam on your brakes?
Solid point.
Somebody's being a little petitious. Mm. Let's not forget that she might be adding some extra oomph.
Wait, but what if she gets into an accident then? Whose fault is it going to be?
Well, you got to be a more conscientious driver. So your surroundings impede your ability to drive safely?
But if somebody, if there is a bush or a tree blocking, I've had it where stop signs were blocked.
Yes.
And they have not cut whatever tree or so, and I almost missed it and flew through. It even happened the other day on, I don't remember what street, one of these two-lane roads over here, where I almost ran through it because I didn't see the stop sign. And I went, there's a stop sign there?
You see my hand up, right?
Yeah.
I deal with this at home. For the last year, we're coming up on a year living at our house, right?
Yeah.
Since we bought our home in Bayview.
Yeah.
The back street that I usually take to get home has a certain intersection that a tree, I'm talking about perfectly growing in the view, that unless you live in that neighborhood,
you don't know
that stop sign is there. I see people run it daily.
I bet.
I know people run it. I also know my neighborhood, so I know to be more conscious at that corner, right? If that's your block, if that's your home, if that's, you should know. You should be conscious. You shouldn't be soon.
You think she's a jerk? So you think she's a jerk for asking?
I think there's ways to go about it. I think she doesn't have to get involved. You could just hit the city up and be like, hey, this is a blind corner. They'll pull up. They'll trim that bush up. If it's on the sidewalk, that's partly city property.
Well, honestly, you know what? You're not wrong about that.
Hit the city up. Don't get yourself involved and make an enemy out your neighbor.
She's saying it's their bush, though.
Sure, it's their bush, but you're making it your problem.
Yeah, but she's trying to help other people. She's trying to do for the good of the community, DZ.
I agree with her.
She's trying to help everyone.
Sure.
Yeah, because her husband is like, don't embarrass me. Don't be a Karen. Don't go say anything. And she's like, I just want to tell them to cut their bush.
You don't think they know that they should be handling that?
Clearly not if they're not doing it. Maybe not.
Fair.
You act like people are aware. I mean.
No. Yeah, I know they're not. That's the thing.
Or they don't care. That's the other option.
Or like, they are aware.
Think about it. Things broken in my house. I don't care. Do you think I care if the bush is over? Everybody has their own priorities. You know what I mean?
There's moments where I wish my neighbor would have reminded me that the other side of the bush grows, right? Because what I'm thinking about is the moments where I did the inside half, right? And trimmed it up nice and neat on my side of the lawn. But then my neighbor had my overgrown side on his half.
Yeah.
And he wasn't cutting it because it was technically my bush. But yet it's sitting there overgrown, covering his walkway until one day I noticed and I went, oh my gosh, dude, I'm so sorry. I've been neglecting this entire half. I was thinking he was taking care of it. He wasn't touching it because it was my property.
Right. He didn't want to get into it.
So maybe I would have been grateful had he said something. So maybe Jenny is know what? I don't want to answer.
Somebody texted in and said, I agree with DZ. She's a jerk. And then somebody else said, hi, Jenny, you're not the jerk. My husband will call me a Karen too, but I have no issue telling people what's up.
Maybe the neighbor doesn't even realize that side has gotten so bad. They don't see it. It's on the outside of their yard.
She's trying to be nice so she can go tell them. 414-533-1037. Whoever texted in, free the bush. I'm dying.
Y'all, chill out. We're different bushes here.
We put the bush away in the 90s. Stop. The bushes are away.
What are you talking about? 24 years. Vintage comes back.
Oh, yeah,
what?
We're back in the vintage. I forgot. Please,
let
God,
the bush
no.
grow. We're talking about yards, y'all.
Obviously. What were you talking about, you sickos?
Yards.
We'll take your calls and texts next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Somebody texted in and said, don't be the Karen. Find your local Karen and make her do it.
Find your local Karen. There you go. Maybe you want to be the local Karen.
So funny. So we got this email from our listeners, Jenny and her husband. Mm-hmm. And she said she wants to know if she's the jerk for asking the neighbor to cut their bushes because a bush is blocking oncoming traffic when you're on their street. And she's upset about it. But her husband said, you're a total Karen if you go ask them to cut their bush.
She said, you can't do that.
So is she the jerk for asking the neighbor to cut their bush? I didn't write that. That's the submission.
That's how they wrote it, straight up.
But the immature child in me is trying not to giggle the whole time, and you know it, DZ.
You know it. I'm the one giggling. What are you talking about?
What's wrong with us? Okay, Christina's in Milwaukee. I know what's wrong with us. Don't answer that.
Do you really want to know?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Let's go. Christina! Hi. Christina, I know you're working.
My cheeks. I'm actually not working. Oh. My cheeks put the call on hold.
She said, my cheeks put the call on hold. Wait.
Slapping them cheeks.
What are you doing with your phone down there?
No.
Hysterical.
No, I was putting the dog leashes on to get them outside. Oh.
I've had that happen.
I get it. And you put us on hold. It's fine. Christina, listen, do you think Jenny's a jerk for asking the neighbor to cut the bush?
Mm.
I don't think she's the jerk, but I personally wouldn't go knocking on the door. Just if you see them out, mention it. But as someone said, maybe contact the city, because when I first moved into the house I live in now, it was just one direction stop sign, and there was so many accidents. It was insane.
Did they put one in?
And finally,
yeah.
And finally, they made it a four-way stop after probably, I want to say, 4 years of people complaining.
So it takes time. Now it's
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting watching areas build up like that, too.
Yeah.
And watching stoplights go into areas you never had before. You know, we've seen it over the years.
I remember when this was a one-way, now it's a four-way. Right.
Yes.
Well, it's because nobody ever listened to it.
And people still don't really listen to the four-way stop. So I'm not sure how much hope that did. And
Christina,
aren't even black.
Don't trigger Milwaukee and Wisconsin with the four-way stop.
What?
The wave, the go ahead. No, you go when it's your turn. You don't wave people on. Now I'm triggered. See?
Yeah, Christina knew what she did with that one. She knew what she did with that one. You was instigating today.
Forget it. Goodbye, Christina.
We appreciate you, fam.
She said not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye, Christina.
Oof. All right. Starts it off.
She said not the jerk. Rico's up next in Milwaukee. Rico! How's it going?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wepa. Wepa, wepa.
What do you think? Is she the jerk if she asks the neighbor to cut the bush?
Hmm.
She's not the jerk. I mean, like the lady just said before, catch them outside. Don't go knocking on their door. I mean, and the other thing is, too, I don't think it's necessarily the city's property. If it's growing off their property, it's their job to maintain it by trimming the bushes and making sure they're, it's their job to make it look nice.
Totally.
And if it's been an ongoing issue, I'll definitely step up to the plate and voice my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of like We Energies. Like, you want them to come cut down 5 trees, but they come out and they go, come on, this is your responsibility.
Yeah,
we do
not
it when
being
it's an emergency.
Karen, it's not being a Karen. You're just voicing your opinion pretty much for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
See, but if you're
the city
going
to do it, it's a perk, but it's not going to happen.
Peep how everybody so far,
about
though. Peep how everybody so far has said, oh, yeah, but just catch them outside. Don't go to the door. Oh, so now we're putting stipulations. Now we're putting stipulations. Now we're saying, don't knock on the
you
door,
know what?
Though.
You're right, because the question was, she's got to ask them to cut the bush. So that's not change the scenario. Should she go, is she a jerk if she goes over there and asks? You're right.
She's got to knock on the door,
dog. Actually, right. You're right. And we got to go back to the original question. He's right. You guys are making stipulations to make it work for you so she's not the jerk. But that wasn't, you're right, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Does that change your answer, Rico? Does that change your answer?
She has to go to the door. Is she the jerk?
I'm always going with DZ, though. So I'll say.
I'm kidding, Rico. I'm kidding.
He said, and your band.
Hey, DZ's the man, I'm telling you.
My boy.
Obviously he is, or he wouldn't be on the show. Duh.
Ding,
thank
ding,
you,
ding.
Rico.
We appreciate you. But hey, no, he says not the jerk. We're going to let him stick with it, man.
All right.
Have a great day.
There you go.
Fair enough. I will not bully people into agreeing with me. That's not fair.
Yeah, we will. What are you talking about? We do all the time.
What? All right, Tanya's in Milwaukee. Hi, Tanya. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you?
Morning. Good.
You've heard the other two callers. So is Jenny the jerk if we're asking her neighbor to cut their bush and she has to go to the front door?
Yeah, catching them outside is not an option, Tanya. Okay, don't change things on us.
I say into the NL, she's not the jerk.
No.
Wow. Sweet.
But see, I know all my neighbors, so there would be no big deal for me to be like, hey, you're... bush is kind of causing an obstruction.
Right.
So I say absolutely not. Additionally, the passive aggressive way, the city actually, you can type in somebody's address on the city website and they will put a notice on their door. And if they don't cut it, they'll give them a ticket. So
I like that. Ooh, Tanya, I actually like that.
Look at you with the ideas. Okay.
That's called the solution.
I go jogging,
it is a solution.
Yes.
And then
I go jogging, there's lots of.
You
yes,
don't get involved.
Exactly.
Because
you don't have
either,
to.
But... it's like, imagine this at work or with anyone. Do you want to confront the person directly or do you want to go to your manager and go, hey, you confront them?
Leave it to the people whose job it is.
Which is what the city would do. Be like, I don't want to manage this. You manage
you
this.
You do it.
You call them.
You do
that's
it.
What I would
you
do.
You can
pay
to do it. Yes,
yeah,
please.
Honestly.
But I do know my neighbor, so I don't think it would be a big deal if I say, hey, can you cut that down? Or I'd ask to do it myself. Like, I'll cut it.
You mind if I take care of it for
you? Yeah.
But
you don't even have to do it.
I think that's a great solution, but she didn't ask for a solution.
No solution.
No, she did not.
She was the jerk because her husband thinks she's being a Karen.
And I say no.
Still
no.
Says no. Yeah. Standing
absolutely
on that.
I agree. Just ask somebody. Stand go firm. Over and go, you know what? Because I don't see the harm in walking over to your neighbor and going, listen, with all due respect, your tree, I've almost gotten to an accident a couple times because it's blocking. I don't know if you noticed. So, like, would you mind just trimming it? And if you don't, I actually have the tools to do it. If you need some help, I could do it.
Bring the tools with you.
Yeah.
Have them in hand.
Yes.
The end.
Tanya, appreciate
you.
Wait,
how does that sound again?
Have a great day, Tanya.
Love it. Bye. You too, bye.
That's funny.
And we did it too. She said, how does that go?
We're like kids. We're like, we'll tell you again. We are such children.
Goodness, who gave us jobs?
Okay, I don't know. Listen, she's not the jerk, period.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.